from form, just as we human beings must detach ourselves from those who have passed away. At the highest level, all death is really a cause for celebration, as we shall see when we come to explore the highest frequencies of this gene key. Through this shadow, human life is programmed to revolve around your expectations about your life and those surrounding you. Expectation itself should not be seen as a bad thing. It depends on how you react to your own expectations and is a measure of how much trust you have in life. Whenever you feel circumstances moving out of your control, you can immediately see how attached you are or how detached you are. Every time you identify with an expectation, you set yourself up for disappointment. It is actually possible to hold an expectation without being attached to it, which occurs quite naturally with the 42nd gift of detachment. If you are able to expand your consciousness and raise the frequency of this shadow, you will remember that you are merely a part of a greater natural cycle, and that all events fit into a far wider picture than you can usually comprehend. Expectation and disappointment only plague you when your vision narrows to the event that you are caught up in, rather than seeing its place in a wider picture. As we human beings so often learn in life, many disappointments actually turn out to be enormous blessings. The programming partner of the 42nd shadow is the 32nd shadow of failure. It is easy to see how these two shadows genetically reinforce one another to set you up for what you perceive as failure. In fact, the moment you think in terms of success and failure, you have already failed because you have become embroiled in expectation. For such an innocent-sounding word, expectation actually plays havoc with our lives. The mind only sees what you program it to see, which means that, at one level, it is actually co-creating your reality and influencing the flow of events around you. If you are expecting something bad to happen, you may not actually notice the good around you, which means you cannot take advantage of it or even enjoy it. By the same token, if you are expecting something wonderful to happen and it appears not to, you miss out on the potential contained in the event before you. Your expectation takes you out of the present moment so effectively that you lose your place in the greater flow of the cosmos. Whether your expectation is optimistic or pessimistic, it narrows your field of vision and closes down the limitless potential that exists in each present moment. Repressive nature, grasping. When expectation manifests through a repressive nature, it becomes an inability to let go and a continual grasping at life. These people simply do not want things to end and do anything to keep everything the way it is. This is a deeply rooted fear of change. Obviously, everything in life does come to an end in order that something new can be born. There are many ways in which people resist change. Through trying to remain young, through not allowing our loved ones to go their own way, through clinging in some way to the past. However, this clinging actually makes these people gradually wither away. When we do not embrace change and allow things to die and decay naturally, we prevent life from renewing itself, thus sapping our own healthy energy and vigor. Reactive nature. Flaky. The reactive nature finds itself unable to fully complete anything in life. This is another way in which expectation subtly undermines us. These people try to avoid disappointment by not really making any form of commitment in the first place. They move from one thing to another without allowing the natural life cycles to complete themselves. The dilemma is that they continually get stuck in the same old patterns. By breaking a cycle before it reaches a natural conclusion, they simply have to begin the same cycle again in a different form. No matter what they do to escape the negative patterns, they keep reappearing in their lives. This can be a disaster in relationships and in their finances. People who are flaky have a deep-seated inability to follow through with things. They are unconscious victims of their own expectations, regardless of whether they are pessimistic or optimistic. The 42nd gift, detachment. The reader and the writer. Detachment is a concept that the Western world finds quite challenging to understand. As one of the great aims of Buddhism, detachment appears at first to be an anti-materialistic philosophy that denies any sense of true immersion in the world of the senses. However, the gift of detachment, when fully understood, allows you the greatest freedom to explore life in its many facets. Despite how the word may sound, to be detached does not mean to not feel. In fact, if you are truly detached, you will feel more intensely than others because you will not have allowed your expectation, positive or negative, to constrict the event you actually experience. With detachment, you can even enjoy the experience of being disappointed. Detachment occurs in the opposite way than one might think. True detachment cannot be forced through discipline. Any attempt to force detachment simply creates more attachment. This is often the reason why long-time celibates or monks fall from grace through their sexuality. You cannot hold down a natural impulse indefinitely. With true detachment, one yields to every feeling absolutely. This does not mean that it has to be acted upon, but that it must be embraced, allowed, and accepted. Oscar Wilde said that he could resist anything but temptation, and this is the essence of detachment, not to resist temptation, but to dive into it with vigor, whether that be an internalized experience or an outer manifestation. Detachment presupposes a great love and trust in life. It is about working with your expectation rather than being a victim of it. Detachment arises quite naturally of its own accord when you yield and trust in life. The 42nd gift allows you to trust in the ebb and flow of events around you and to accept the growth and decay of our bodies and lives. This gift sees life as a series of stories or tapestries intricately interwoven with each other. Even though you cannot immediately see the outcome of a given situation, you know that it is connected to a prior situation and bridges to another situation ahead in the future. With this detached perspective, you may begin to feel rather like your life is a book, and although you are the hero or heroine writing the story as you go along, you are also the reader, fascinated and absorbed, but never lost in the words or details. The detached perspective of the 42nd gift allows you to let go of your expectations very quickly as life continues along its own course in spite of you. It also means that you can see clearly the places in the storyline where you still wish to exert some control. You realize that if you do not let go quickly, the emotional and mental waters will close over your head and drown you in torrents of your own regret, anxiety, and self-pity. The gift of detachment represents the separating out process between the emotions and the mind, and it takes place naturally as the frequency passing through this gene key rises. With detachment comes both understanding and healing. There is a great understanding and freedom that comes to every human being who surrenders deeply enough to their life. You learn to accept your own mortality and the intricate flow of events around you. With detachment, you become truly centered in your own being. You discover the gift of detachment through succumbing to your own humanity and the ordinariness of life. Then you appreciate life through your senses. You breathe the air deeply into your lungs, and you do not balk at suffering or adversity. The 42nd gift of detachment represents the process of letting go of control over your life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. It is a wonderful letting go that travels deeper and deeper into your DNA as you gradually allow your expectations of life to fall into the background. The more you accept yourself the way you are, the more detached you become, and the simpler life becomes. The 42nd Siddhi, Celebration, The Punchline. The 42nd Siddhi is about the transcendence of death. These are the sages who teach humanity about the illusion of death. They do not teach us through knowledge, but through their attitudes. This is a state beyond detachment. Detachment can never reach right to the core of existence because it feeds on the duality of the observer and the observed. In detachment, the observer watches the observed. When the 42nd Siddhi explodes, and it does explode, the observer becomes the observed. The indwelling awareness merges back into its source, pure consciousness. With the 42nd Siddhi, there is only one manifestation occurring, and this is the state of celebration. Everything is experienced as dying, just as it is with detachment, but the difference now is that something, somewhere, deep within the vehicle, begins to laugh. This laughter rocks the whole vehicle, since it emerges from the source of creation. The 42nd Siddhi sees the punchline of what it means to be human. When someone has entered the doorway of death deeply enough within themselves, they discover the profound meaninglessness of existence, and as this great truth begins to permeate them from the inside out, it literally kills off every aspect of their own identification with what they are. The joke at the heart of all creation can only be experienced directly. It lives within the heart of every cell of your being. You are constantly in a state of dying. Every cell within your body is dying from the moment it is created. So in essence, you are not really alive at all. You are simply a passage through which matter is endlessly converted into energy. When your awareness stops identifying with all this movement and finally comes to rest, you actually disappear. It is rather like sitting by a river and following the currents and eddies with your eyes as they continually disappear from view. If you stop watching the river and simply gaze at it with your peripheral vision, you often have a curious experience of timelessness. The river no longer has a direction. It simply comes at you and out of you from every part of your being. This movement of life that isn't really a movement is the sound of celebration. You do not know whether something is being born or something is dying. There is simply the endless pulse as the river laughs at the meaningless of it all. The transition from the shadow to the Siddhi, from expectation to celebration, does not occur within time. The process of detachment emerging over time as you accept your shadow patterns is, in fact, an illusion. Even though it may feel to you as though you are making progress from one state to another, nothing has really occurred. Awareness is simply playing with itself. In a sense, it is playing at being serious. Awareness enjoys the seriousness of being on a quest, of being a hero or heroine within the drama of your life. However, when the Siddhic state is experienced, a great realization dawns. You have always been asleep. Even as you thought you were evolving and that you were doing really well at being detached, you were still asleep. You cannot be half awake. You are either asleep or you are awake. In spiritual circles, we often use the word awakening as though this were a steady progressive occurrence from one state to another. In fact, it is a sudden occurrence. It is not even an event. It is the end of all events. The 42nd Siddhi really is akin to someone suddenly getting the punchline of a joke. Up until that point, the whole storyline was a setup that was leading to this final insight, and as with all great jokes, you can only laugh because in a sense you have allowed yourself to be tricked. The physical mirror of these truths can be found in human DNA. The DNA helix uses human forms to continually reshape and reinvent itself. It is like some cosmic serpent that endlessly keeps shedding its skin. Our bodies are those skins. Neither can you break through to this truth. The chains of DNA cannot be broken. It is more that you somehow slip through the net, almost as though it were a mistake, and suddenly you see the joke, that we are not those skins. We are the serpent, timeless, unpredictable, fluid, and playful. The one in whom the realization of this city has dawned is filled with laughter, and all they wish to do is share this laughter with others. They do not know how or why this has occurred to them, and they do not know whether it will occur to anyone else. The civic state occurs outside of the human mind, silencing all the noise. There are no practices that assure it will happen. There is nothing at all anyone can do to trigger this state. It simply happens according to fate, which enrages the minds of those to whom it hasn't occurred. This is why there is nothing to do except celebrate. What else is there left to do? Celebration is the direct manifestation of true awakening, rooted as it is in the utter helplessness of what it means to be alive and dying inside a human body. 43rd Gene Key. Breakthrough. Programming Partner, 23rd Gene Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of Destiny, 3443. Physiology, inner ear. Amino acid, asparagine. The 43rd Shadow, deafness. Survival, service, surrender. There is a natural process built into the lives of human beings, and this process essentially has three stages: survival, service, and surrender. These three archetypal stages roughly represent the three levels or bands that form the spectrum of human consciousness upon which the 64 gene keys are built. At the shadow level, you are always operating out of your genetic survival mode, which is keyed into the frequency of fear. At the gift level, you enter into service mode, in which a transformation has taken place inside that enables you to operate more efficiently within the whole. The final stage involves a complete transformation as your individuated awareness is surrendered and your DNA is finally allowed to function with absolutely no interference from within. What is common to each of these three stages is the transformation process itself. At each level, it occurs in sudden leaps. We tend to move through long periods in which it appears that very little about us alters, and then suddenly, every now and again, an experience or event occurs which utterly changes our lives. These transformational events can never be predicted in life, neither can the effects they have on us. As the ancient texts have always attested, the only certainty in life is change. At the shadow level of awareness, change is all you really want, but true change is denied you. It is because you want to change that you cannot change. The 43rd shadow of deafness is what prevents you from hearing this simplest of truths. In this sense, deafness is the inability to hear what is going on inside you. Because the shadow frequency is a field of fear created by human beings, you cannot hear the truth inside you due to the white noise generated by the subacoustic aura of humanity. The 43rd gene key is about acoustics and inner listening. The gift of insight requires a calm inner environment, and yet the lower frequencies are so deafening that it is rare to find a human being with a clear, still aura. One clear insight from a higher frequency can completely change your life because true insight is a mutation within the structure of your DNA. The 43rd shadow blocks such inner events by tuning you in to the lower planetary frequencies of pure noise. The 43rd gene key is about surprises, and it will not reveal its secrets to a taught mind. The pulse of life follows a deeply focused rhythm that periodically undergoes unexpected fluctuations. This is true from the movements of the galaxies right down to the minute workings of the subatomic world. We can see these rhythms everywhere, but if we look long enough, we can also see the anomalies that break the pattern. This is why science, for example, has been unable to explain everything in the universe, because the goalposts keep changing. The human mind is unhappy living in such an uncertain universe. As an aspect of the universe, our very bodies are subject to these same fluctuations, and we call them our moods. At the shadow frequency, individuals do not want to accept that they cannot control their inner workings and their moods. We spend our entire lives trying to create the illusion of security and stability. Much of the world still exists at a level of subsistence that cannot afford to be concerned about how they feel. They are simply engaged in survival. But for those societies that have pulled free from the primal survival frequency, fear still persists. As the saying goes, we move from being warriors to being worriers. The 43rd gene key is about the progression of consciousness in form, and this progression is measured through a heightening of efficiency in the functioning of that form. In wealthy societies, for example, it is technological breakthroughs that allow a greater level of efficiency and autonomy throughout the society. Eventually, these breakthroughs will doubtless spread to the whole of human civilization, but even that will not make us happier. In many respects, once you have more individual freedom, you realize the depth of your own dissatisfaction. This realization constitutes a vital stage in human evolution. The fear that governs the shadow frequency specifically attaches itself to the way your body feels. This sets up a great dilemma inside you because it makes you search for happiness. What we humans call happiness is simply one aspect of our natural chemistry. Sometimes you experience it, and sometimes you don't. A great deal of the time we do not feel happy because we spend so much of our time trying to create happiness in the future. Modern society is locked into trying to create external security. We assume that happiness comes with financial or marital security, whereas in fact it is not dependent on anything external. The true purpose of the 43rd shadow, at a collective genetic level, is to create a more efficient society so that we can arrive at the breakthrough that nothing external can buy us happiness. Our deafness to our fear eventually leads us to confront it. This is the power of the shadow frequency as a driving force of evolution. This 43rd shadow impacts you on a purely individual level. You are really only interested in taking away your own uncertainty, so you try to find the perfect relationship, and you try to make enough money so that you can relax, or you try to change your body or your lifestyle so that you will feel good about yourself. Modern society is built upon the individual's desperation to escape the way we feel. In truth, we are not really deaf at all. We are simply too busy worrying to hear, or we are too busy knowing what we are doing to listen. Our dilemma is that we try to escape the loop of not feeling fulfilled, and in doing so, we in fact ensure that we stay in that loop. Everything you do to try to reach fulfillment actually has the effect of making your life more complicated. The programming partner here is the 23rd shadow of complexity. Your hearing is really fine. It is simply drowned out by the internal noise inside your head. In our modern world, everyone is expected to know what to do in life, as though everything were absolutely sure. The truth is that nothing is sure, and deep down inside, no matter how you adjust or improve your lifestyle, your body always comes back and reminds you of this. The original Chinese name for this 43rd hexagram is breakthrough, and as we have seen, life is about sporadic breakthroughs. As you rise up in the planetary hierarchy, you realize that no amount of individual freedom or wealth can fill the void inside you. Only when you finally realize this does the first great breakthrough come. This breakthrough occurs when you begin to face the fact that you simply don't feel comfortable in the world. No individual can really feel comfortable in society because where society tends to be consistent and relatively stable, the individual is neither of these things. To precipitate this great breakthrough in awareness, you have to look honestly into one of your deepest fears, the fear of being rejected by society. Inside every individual is a pulsing rebellious spirit, and it is this spirit that finally begins to awaken when you realize how deafened you have been by that which society, culture, and even history expects of you. Repressive nature. Worried. The two aspects of the 43rd shadow both concern noise. This repressed aspect is rooted in internal noise or the human tendency to worry. Worry is based upon the mind going round and round in circles, trying to figure out how to escape worry. It pressures us into all kinds of activities that we hope will bring an end to the worry. Of course, once one activity has finished, another worry immediately leaps into the resulting space, thereby perpetuating a very uncomfortable mental loop. All worry is based upon fear. In the case of the repressed 43rd shadow, it is the fear of not fitting into the world and of being an outcast. In essence, this is a pure fear, but when repressed, it becomes a monster that drives us again and again out into the world to try to end the feeling through some kind of external achievement. Only when we confront such fear directly do we finally realize how much creative power lies in our individuality. Reactive nature. Noisy. The reactive aspect of this shadow manifests as external noise or the human tendency to simply keep talking. These are people who do not talk in order to communicate something. They are not in the least bit interested in what anyone else has to say. They are unconsciously trying to deafen themselves from hearing the way they really feel, which is miserable. Added to this, these people have a deep need to be accepted and understood by others, and because they are not listening to themselves, they often speak inappropriately or at the wrong time. Thus, instead of being accepted, such people generally feel misunderstood and are often outright rejected. This dynamic may further increase their fixed viewpoint and make them even more paranoid and angry at being so misunderstood. When taken to the extreme, such natures can end up feeling so ostracized that they take out their anger either on those closest to them or on society in general. The 43rd gift, insight, the creative rebel. It is through the 43rd gift that the spirit of the rebel is born. Every human being is born to be a rebel in the sense of filling a space in the world that cannot be duplicated by another. The wonder of the human being is this unpredictable, spontaneous, liquid genius. As individuals, when we awaken to our true creative potential, that which is hidden in our DNA begins to rise up and pull us out of the survival frequency. It is then that we enter into the stage of service. When we think of this word service, we may have a preconceived notion of what it entails. However, service to the whole is not the same as service to society. The service that the 43rd gift brings into the world is rebellion. Without the creative passion and insight of the individual, life would not only be dull, but would probably cease altogether. Without the spontaneous, the unexpected, the dangerous, we simply could not evolve. A society caught in the shadow frequency does not like the rebellious spirit at all. Such people cannot be controlled and appear to threaten the very security that human beings have spent so much time and energy trying to create. The nature of the individual human spirit is one of romance. We humans are all really poets, pirates, and lovers. We refuse to be categorized or stereotyped into a fixed role in society. It is therefore hugely ironic that even though every single human being alive is potentially just such a hero or heroine, we have created a world in which such people are labeled outsiders. We worship these heroes, but we do so from a safe distance. Therefore, the creative contribution of the awakened individual does not serve our society directly. It serves other individuals by inspiring them to take the same risk and discover the latent genius that lies inside them. Such service ultimately comes back to the whole because it constantly shakes up the system, and all systems need regular shaking, otherwise they become frozen and stagnant. At the gift level of frequency, the very handicap of the lower frequency, deafness, actually becomes a great ally. Instead of not listening to yourself, you now stop listening to the status quo. This is the first law of the rebel, to trust in your inner voice, no matter what the consequences. This is the true meaning of the gift of insight. Such insight does not make the rebel a destructive force. He or she is not a reactionary who takes out their frustration on the external or wastes time blaming and condemning others. That is the game of the shadow frequency. The rebel awakening through the 43rd gift is immensely creative. He or she simply cuts a new pathway without worrying about where it is going. This is the deafness of genius, to forget the future altogether and simply be the conduit for creative insight. True insight delights in simplicity, the 23rd gift, which in turn brings about efficiency. The 43rd gift reflects everything back into you. You cannot afford to trust any external source that claims wisdom or knowledge. It is not that you stop listening to such things, but that you stop being influenced by them. It is only when you trust your inner core that the breakthrough comes from deep within your cells, from the DNA itself. As this 43rd gift is rooted in the acoustic field, the insight is not seen but heard subacoustically, and it is experienced as a flood of knowing inside the cells of your body. The process of insight is a very transformational experience as it touches you right to your core. You cannot make it happen. The only way you can experience insight is unexpectedly, so you have to give up looking for it. It is rather like the process of writing a song or a piece of poetry. The more you try, the harder it becomes. It has to be allowed to happen in its own time and in its own way. Once it does happen, you experience greater inner freedom because every insight opens you to wider and wider experiences of human awareness. In Japanese culture, one of the key words for insight is satori, which implies a sudden breakthrough from within. No teacher or system can lead you to the experience of satori, but these moments occur more frequently as you relax more deeply into your inner nature. As they become more frequent, a certain deep spirit of trust begins to pervade and suffuse your being, as though life's mystery were awakening directly inside you. You begin to realize that although you cannot create these breakthroughs, you can expand the environment in which they seem to occur. This environment is one of deep relaxedness and solitude. Such solitude does not mean you have to withdraw from the world, but that you use the same deafness from the shadow to filter out all but the essential and beautiful from your life. You will become a more contemplative being, and your gait through the world will become more sauntering than directed. In this way, your awareness turns inward without losing any of its worldliness, making you unique, but integrated, profound, yet accessible. The 43rd gene key is bonded in your DNA to the 34th gene key. Together, this chemical coupling creates a codon ring called the Ring of Destiny. Human destiny is caught between the polarity of these two gene keys, with the 34th representing the human urge to evolve and become more, and the 43rd representing the divine urge to involve and dive down into the world of form. The secret of this codon ring is the secret of timing, and through the ages it has whispered a great truth into the ears of those whose insight is developed enough to hear it. Life is a mystery in which chance and love are dancing together. The more you allow love, the more chance appears to work in your favor. When you love totally, unconditionally, even chance is shown to be an illusion, and the underlying cosmic geometry, or cosmometry, is revealed behind all things. It is only then that your timing becomes perfect, and that which appears to be random is understood as an aspect of the holographic universe unfolding its myth through your life. Destiny is governed by the combination of human strength and insight. Only at the highest Siddhic level do you transcend the force of destiny altogether. The 43rd Siddhi, Epiphany, the Star and the Magi. We can see how evolution on our planet is moving us steadily toward a place of increased individual freedom. Our technological advances have made us so efficient that more and more people have time in their lives to actually ponder the meaning behind life. This stage in our evolution can only deepen, thus preparing our species for breakthroughs of a more spiritual nature as the gift of insight becomes commonplace in people's lives. As the human rebellious spirit comes alive, your DNA attunes to higher and more refined frequencies. This means that the age of individual truth will take over from the need for collective pseudo-truths based on insecurity. This work on the 64 gene keys is a prime example of the dawning of the coming age, since it describes each of the codes of consciousness but comes without specific instructions. Therefore, it cannot claim to hold any truth. The truth lies inside each of us. When it is seen, read, or heard, it may indeed trigger a process of recognition within your DNA. True insight only comes in this way when all outer instructions have been removed. As we learned at the beginning of this gene key, all human beings move through three natural stages of evolution: survival at the shadow level, service at the gift level, and finally surrender here at the level of the Siddhi. The 43rd Siddhi is that of Epiphany. It represents the final breakthrough of consciousness possible within a human being. Despite its obvious Christian heritage, the word Epiphany is derived from a Greek word meaning inner manifestation. One of the meanings of Epiphany has to do with the manifestation of a divine being, which is why it has become associated with the recognition of the baby Jesus's divine nature. The Siddhi of Epiphany is an inner surrendering or giving up that takes place in certain human beings. When it occurs, those human beings cease to identify with themselves and become manifestations of divine being. There is a great difference here between being a manifestation of a divine being and a manifestation of divine being. The epiphany is that there are no special exalted beings. It is the epiphany that consciousness is all there is. In many ways, the epiphany of the 43rd Siddhi would be a great disappointment if you could survive it to be disappointed. It is the sudden revelation from within that you have been wasting your time looking for a God, even a God inside yourself. Epiphany is expressed beautifully through the Buddha's enlightenment, when after so many years of searching and meditation, he just became so tired that he gave up. It was only at this moment of deep surrender that he experienced his sudden epiphany, that he was just an ordinary man searching for something that he already was. Even though you hear this and may sense the truth of it, you still can do nothing to hasten your own epiphany. It can only come unexpectedly. Everyone who experiences the city of epiphany does so differently. The Buddha had to be disappointed, but other people have experienced it in many unique ways. There is a story about an Eskimo shaman named Uvavnuk who experienced her epiphany while having a pee beneath the stars one night. No one can ever know how, when, and to whom the epiphany will occur, and that is its wonderful mystery. Through its associated Christian symbolism, the epiphany is also connected to the recognition of Christ through the medium of the three magi and the giving of their gifts. This colourful story of the three wise men that came from the east and followed the star to Jesus' birth is pregnant with archetypal mystery. If one understands the legend of the Christian Epiphany as an inner mythic code, one will see that it contains a great hidden truth concerning humanity's final evolution. The three magi and their gifts can be interpreted as many different things, because so many esoteric myths are founded upon the triple nature of divinity. What we see is a uniting of this triple nature around the figure of the Christ child, drawn together by a celestial force, the star. The star can be seen as an emblem of fate or the movement of the spheres that lies beyond our human grasp. The magi and their gifts can be seen as three disparate aspects or levels of our self, drawn together and unified by the figure of the Christ. The 43rd Siddhi is special in another way, in that it is one of seven gene keys that provides a portal for grace to move into the world of form. In the 22nd gene key, we learn about the mystical opening of the seven sacred seals, specific codes in human DNA, whose primary purpose is to heal a vital and specific aspect of the human wound. The 43rd Siddhi represents the opening of the fourth seal, which releases the profound human fear of rejection and opens the hearts of all individuals. This Siddhi has a powerful destiny within the human genome, to create mass breakthroughs across entire gene pools and thus open up the borders and boundaries that separate our communities and countries. Ultimately, the epiphany is an explosion in the human heart, an openness and acceptance of others, and a divine spirit of friendliness that is at the core of all human beings. At an individual level, the 43rd Siddhi is and always must remain unique to each person in whom it appears. It allows you to see behind the workings of the universe and the human mind. It is the one breakthrough that you cannot anticipate or imagine, because it brings an end to everything you think you know about your world. There is enormous laughter stored up in this Siddhi, as the epiphany lands you squarely in the middle of the greatest paradox of all time, that you are what you are, and nothing can ever be added or taken away from your nature, regardless of your experiences. When the 43rd Siddhi manifests in the world, it often plays the fool in some deep, mystical way. These are people who know that nothing they do or say is of any importance or relevance whatsoever, so they simply act as they like and say what they like. As a consequence of all this, such deeply realized people inevitably break all the rules of how an enlightened being is supposed to behave. It is as though they are constantly sharing a private joke with themselves. With the 43rd Siddhi, the only thing you know is that you know absolutely nothing. This knowing is so delightful to you that you will simply never be able to contain the wonder and beauty of it. You have become deaf to everything but the divine. 44th Jean Key. Karmic Relationships. Programming Partner, 24th Jean Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of the Illuminati. 44, 50. Physiology, Immune System. Amino Acid, Glutamic Acid. The 44th Shadow, Interference. Human Fractals. The 44th Gene Key and its entire spectrum of frequencies concern a little understood subject that actually underpins the structure of human societies, as well as the science of incarnation. This subject, which will be briefly introduced through this Gene Key, is the existence and nature of human fractals. The term fractal refers to a phenomenon found in natural systems whereby patterns are found to endlessly repeat themselves holographically. The more you magnify a fractal image, the more self-similar patterns you will find hiding within it. The term human fractal is an extension of this notion to human relationships, referring to the web of invisible patterns that bind certain groups of people together. In the classical Indian teachings, such ties between people are known as karmic ties. In the language of human fractals, every person you meet in your life is a part of the overall fractal pattern of your destiny. When you look at fractal images, particularly those generated by a computer, you will notice how fractal geometry follows certain holographic lines and patterns. No matter where you go in the fractal, you find the same patterns repeating infinitely into inner space. As the genetic counterpart of cosmic geometry, human relationship fractals follow similar patterns. You will always draw towards you those relationship geometries that teach you exactly what you need to know in order to evolve your current awareness. Through hologenetics, the astrological profiling system behind the 64 gene keys, you can track these fractal relationships throughout your life. Wherever you look into your hologenetic profile, you will uncover the same repeating themes. What all of this means is that the people in your life, those closest to you, really hold the secret to your destiny and your higher life purpose. As you learn from each relationship in your life and over time come to master the lessons each affords you, then the frequency of your entire hologenetic profile heightens in pitch and you begin to attract higher frequency fractals. A higher frequency human fractal brings new people into your life, most of whom are operating out of a far more transcendent awareness. A sure sign that you are attracting a higher frequency fractal into your life is devotion. Your relationships will begin to carry a quality of devotion within them. If you do not learn the lesson of a certain relationship, even if you leave that relationship, the pattern will come right back into your life through another person. It is through the 44th gene key that all relationships are called towards each other, and why it is so powerfully linked to the theme of ancestral karma and incarnation. The ancient Chinese called the 44th hexagram coming to meet, which is, of course, highly appropriate, since this 44th gene key concerns how, why, and when people meet each other, as well as the results that emerge from group or family dynamics. Human fractals seem to operate at different levels. In relationships, families, local communities, and even whole tribal gene pools. To really understand human fractals, you have to look at life both holistically and holographically. If we view separate human beings like cells within a greater organism, we could say that certain cells bind together at different places within the body at different times for different purposes. In other words, there is a kind of master program that choreographs the movement and migration of human beings. Even though it appears that we as individuals are making free choices, it is really the master program operating through us. The 44th shadow works like a virus within the operating system of this master program, throwing the collective choreography out of synchronization. This creates both local and universal interference. You end up with dysfunctional families, businesses that create more imbalance than balance, governments with inappropriate leadership teams, and relationships that are never easy. The overall result is global chaos. It is exactly what we see today. However, there is one vital thing to understand. The master program cannot be wrong. If it appears to be doing something chaotic, it is in order to diagnose the problem, locate the virus, and reboot the entire system. This is exactly what is beginning to occur on a planetary level. The master program is beginning to assess and eliminate interference patterns, beginning with the smallest components, individuals. The current state of our planet cannot be fixed from the top down. If a program is misfiring in such a huge and complex manner, you have to fix it at the grassroots level. You have to reset the basic components, which are the individuals, followed next by relationships. The moment we begin to see relationships appearing in the world without interference patterns, we will know that the core human fractal is rebuilding itself from the bottom up. Once you have a clear relationship, assembling the rest of the fractal is a relatively easy task. Every clean human fractal begins as a binary, a relationship. This is a universal human blueprint, symbolized by the mother and father of the family, although the foundation relationship of this fractal does not require that these two be of the opposite sex. Along with its programming partner, the 24th shadow of addiction, the 44th shadow of interference represents an incredibly powerful virus that keeps people from finding relationships that are healthy and loving. This 44th shadow brings a great deal of genetic baggage from the past. Many people interpret such relationships as karmic, since the bonds seem so strong and the lessons so challenging. It may be that they are not so much karmic as transgenetic. In other words, these relationships span two separate fractals or gene pools. The shadow of addiction ensures that even if you leave such a relationship, you are immediately drawn into another, somewhere a little further along the same fractal network. The real reason for such relationships is that they are clearing houses for ancestral memory. Interference patterns that are transferred through your DNA must be resolved in order for a fractal to be cleaned. Couples or partners who are actively involved in clearing out this collective genetic dysfunction are the pioneers of a coming new age. However, for the majority of the planet, dysfunction is the norm, and until two individuals in a relationship are ready to take on the ancestral interference pattern of their entire fractal, that fractal will remain dysfunctional. Repressive nature, distrustful. The individual repressive nature of the 44th shadow is based upon distrust. This distrust is both an inherited trait and a conditioned one. It is a fear-based response to one's early experience in childhood, and it infects all of one's relationships. These are the people who have a single disastrous relationship and then shut down out of fear of the same thing happening again. Although they may not show that on the surface, this fear causes them to unconsciously distrust all relationships. Such people often find themselves working and living together with others, but at a subtle level, they keep them at arm's length. They are haunted by their own past and rigidly defend themselves from ever experiencing love or pain again. Reactive nature. Misjudging. The reactive side of the 44th shadow is a master of misjudgment. These people do not shut down like the repressive side, but keep making the same mistakes in their relationships. The 44th gift has a sharp instinct for people, but if the basic frequency of your vehicle is operating below optimum, your instinct misfires. Accordingly, individuals with this reactive nature ally themselves to those who really don't respect them, who turn against them, or, in business, who are a drain on resources and often just plain incompetent. The classic example is someone who keeps breaking ties with certain people only to rediscover a similar pattern with the next person. What happens here is that their instinct cannot operate outside its own fractal, so they make alliances that are fraught with difficulties. The 44th gift, teamwork, bodies and bloodlines. As the frequency of this 44th gene key rises, the gift of teamwork is born. This is actually a fascinating gift because at a very deep level it concerns the human sense of smell. Much research has gone into the incredibly sensitive olfactory abilities of certain mammals, but most people are unaware of how this sense operates at a higher frequency within humans. These are people whose genius is to read other people. They can literally size you up with a single handshake. This is not an auditory gift, like the 57th gift of intuition, that can, for example, read you from the tone of your voice over the telephone. The 44th gift requires close personal contact in order for the higher aspects of your olfactory nature to work effectively. You have to be able to smell someone in order to read their true nature. People with the 44th gift use their sense of smell at a wider level than simply smelling through the nose. In fact, these people smell with their entire immune system and through every pore within their skin. They can pick up undetectable odors, such as pheromones, and even subtler hormonal signals from those whom they meet. At a deeper level, this gift is about someone being in alignment with his or her own fractal. Once you have a high enough frequency, you can overcome the collective interference of the 44th shadow and begin to pick up the scent of your true allies in life. Not only will you recognize the right people for you, but you will also begin to move differently through the world as your higher instinct begins to function accurately. For the 44th gift, life is about picking up subtle scents. As you follow each scent in your life, you are following your higher fractal, and that is when the miracle of true teamwork can be experienced. To really understand this gift of teamwork, you also need to understand something of the mechanics of incarnation. The 44th gift can smell its own higher incarnation and life purpose in those around it, which is why it knows so much about group dynamics. For many millennia, different cultures have held beliefs about reincarnation, and these beliefs are very much in vogue in the modern New Age revolution. However, the science of human fractals contains some revelations that believers in reincarnation might find interesting and possibly challenging. The first thing that needs to be said on this subject concerns the master genetic program that was mentioned earlier concerning the 44th shadow. This master program operates through time as well as space. Since the program orchestrates human interactions through the medium of collective gene pools at the purest level of consciousness, it is true to say that nothing reincarnates except the fractal line itself. It is actually possible to view incarnation from a number of different dimensions. When you study and contemplate the profundities of the 22nd gene key, you will learn about the subtle layers of the human aura known as the Corpus Christi, the rainbow body. When you view incarnation from the view of the causal body, which is what many traditions refer to as the soul, you can see how this very subtle aspect of your consciousness returns again and again, and it gradually becomes more and more lucid and luminous. Your causal body, which